Am I the only person in Britain who hasn't been surveyed? Dog owners, homeowners, car owners, shoppers, high street users, out-of-towners, holidayers, workers, retirees, bridge players, football watchers, family people, voters, non-voters, everyone is asked their opinion except old geezers. No one has ever asked me what I think. I've never been stopped or phoned. Plenty are. The polling and survey business is worth £5.3 billion a year, mostly connecting with people online or the phone. Getting the right people is tricky. Pollsters claim to have all sorts of mathematical jiggery-pokery and can represent the views of us all based on the upshot of 1,000 or so phone calls. But they get it wrong. The Theresa May election, for example, Brexit, the 2015 general election, and in the US, polls suggested Hillary Clinton would win the 2016 election by 5%, and they were, well, shall we say, trumped. Telephone polling is quick and easy, but we know not to answer the phone from a masked or weird number. It's either a scam or a time waste. And as more of us don't answer, we screen ourselves out of the poll and the pollsters lose what they call randomness. Gathering opinions is getting more difficult. Questions like, what do you think, are complex and answers have to be considered, often difficult for people to articulate on the hoof. And we lie. People always say they're going to vote when the numbers tell us a lot of us don't. Can standard sampling and weighting techniques correct for sampling problems? To be honest, I'm not persuaded, really. And you can entertain yourself with Meng and his paradoxes, which I linked to this morning. It's a couple of builders read, but it's interesting and worth having a look at and see if you agree. So, pollsters, can we trust them? Well, they like to pretend their work is terribly complex, darling, but it's not really. If a poll finds a survey has 100 members of a particular demographic group, but should have 110 of them in a poll, say, of 1,000, then it will weight the answers of that group of 100 so that each one of those 100 respondents counts as 1.1 people. You happy with that? I mean, think about a chef tasting a saucepan full of soup with a teaspoon. If the soup is stirred properly, she'll have a representative flavour. If not, well, it's all about the stirring. Statistical theory tells us in a random poll of 1,000 people with 100% response rate, then 19 times out of 20, a poll will be accurate to within 3%. In other words, it will record at least 47% and no more than 53% for each view. So that's a 6% spread. Are you happy with that? And don't forget the 1 in 20 chance that the poll will fall outside this range. In my view, small sample sizes, the time window, geography, the day of the week, gender, age, experience, events, all conspire to make pollstering an extension of witchcraft. And if you want to really know what's what, well, then ask an old geezer. But maybe that's why pollsters never do. That said, a poll that I thought was worth looking at and didn't get much of an airing appeared in the Independent newspaper, and I linked to it this morning. In a poll of NHS people, it said some 47% have looked at working outside the NHS and 29% have actively inquired about non-NHS work. Now, the study was done by the University of Bath and YouGov, tracking opinion from 2020 for 4 years involving 1,500 NHS people. Only 37% of staff questioned in the spring of 2023 said they would recommend working for the NHS. And that's a drop from 61% in the winter of 2021. It's a huge drop. Only 1 in 4 nurses said they would recommend working in the health service. Ouch. Now, I know you're going to tell me, well, you know, catch me on the wrong day, and I've probably had a look at the jobs pages too, and you're right, who hasn't? You'll also tell me, we may not know the details, but we all know the direction of travel and what's happening down your way, and you're right, But this is a longitudinal study, measured over time, ironing out knee jerks after a bad day. We might dismiss polling as flim-flam, but this is actually McCoy, I think. This says there are still serious structural problems with staffing, retention and attitude. The Indy, towards the end of the article in the newspaper, so have a look, quotes a woman called Navina Evans, and she's NHS England's workforce honcho. Now, she makes perfect sense about what the centre is doing, and it's good stuff. But a workforce working on national conditions is one thing. It's what's happening locally that really counts. And that's why this poll really counts. So, have the best weekend you can, and I hope we'll catch up sometime next week. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.